Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Beyer. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance each week to play for you songs that I think are extra special and occasionally put in something like a reading, a story, a joke. I call those things wombats, and I have a wombat tonight, one of my favorites. We're going to start off with some Cajun music. I love Cajun music, and there's a rhythm to it that's hard to describe. I suppose that technically it has a name, but I would say it's a trigger for dancing for a lot of people. It just makes me want to get up and dance. This is called You Won't Be Satisfied by the Cajun Country Revival. Satisfied by the Cajun Country Band. Next up is Which Side Are You On by Natalie Merchant. I played this a few months ago, but I like it so much I want to play it again now. It's just a great arrangement, powerful music. The thing that bothers me is the Which Side Are You On says you're either on one side or the other, and they're strongly opposed. And I'm afraid our political situation in the United States is a little bit like that. And I don't like the polarization. But let's assume this song is dealing with a very different issue and that there is hope that the two sides now can combine to do what's best for the country. one way or another. So, which side are you on? By Natalie Merchant.
Thank you.
Which Side Are You On by Natalie Merchant. And next up is Rolling in the Deep by Adele. And it's a great metaphor. Think back. Can you think of a time when everything almost worked great? Maybe your relationship, and not quite, it fell apart. Well, that's what Rolling in the Deep is all about by Adele.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all. Rolling in the deep. You have my heart instead.
Next up is another rolling song. This is Rollin' with the Flow by Charlie Rich. And these two songs are separated by over 30 years. So see if you can feel the difference between the last one, which is sort of an intense, hard-hitting thing, and this one, which is a little more of a flowing thing. It's not just the style. I think the times back when 1977, when Rollin' with the Flow was made, was a different time than when Rolling in the Deep was made. Here's Rollin' with the Flow by Charlie Rich.
Rollin' inside my head. Before I reached 30, I'd be dead. But somehow on and on I go. I keep on rolling with the flow. Folks said that I would change my mind. I'd straighten up and do just fine. Ah, but I still love rock and roll. I keep on rolling with the flow. I've got a lot of crazy friends, and they forgive me of my sins. Some might be calling me a bum, but I'm still out there having fun. And Jesus loves me, yes I know. I keep on rolling with the flow.
That was Charlie Rich with Rollin' with the Flow. A mountain is a powerful image in any kind of story. And I'm from two places. I was born in Tampa and was raised there partly. And then my other home was Abingdon, where my mother was from. And my father was in the Army. We moved around. But mountains are strong for me. Going to Damascus is to go to the mountains from Abingdon. Anyway. It turns out in Florida, of course, there are no mountains. There aren't even any hills to speak of. So the whole idea of a mountain is quite different. Anyway, both these songs have some mountain in them. See if you can find it. Mountain Song by the Gibson Brothers.
Hey now, gonna go up to the mountain. Hey now, for to find a little peace. Hey now, gonna go up to the mountain for to find a little peace, for to find a little peace. Well, hey now, looking over. I'll see. Ooh.
Mountain Song by the Gibson Brothers. Next up is Money's Our God by Zoe Speaks. And I think it does point to something that's a little too strong in our world. And this says, back it off. Money shouldn't be as much our God as it is. Zoe Speaks.
We work hard for what we got. Seems like we just need a lot. The debts keep rising above our heads. I wish that we could save instead. Say money's our God, makes our decisions. But if money's our God, I want a new religion. Daycare, carpool, traffic jam. Daddy's working late again. Our kids are raised by someone else. I'd rather be say money's our God, makes our decisions. But if money's our God, I want a new religion. I fall down on my bills and pray we'll get out of this debt someday. But if money's our God, I want a new religion. Say money's our God, makes our decisions. But if money's our God, I want a new religion.
That was Money's Our God by Zoe Speaks. Next up is something as listed as Irish Cajun Fiddle. It's McGee's Reel. And I'm a fiddler, and I only play fiddle songs on here that the tune captures me in some way, and I think I'd like to learn maybe someday. So this is one of those. McGee's Reel, Irish Cajun Fiddle.
Thank you.
That was McGee's Reel, Irish Cajun Fiddle. Next up is today's wombat. It's The Man from Snowy River. This is a poem by Banjo Patterson, an Australian. It's read by an Australian with a slight accent, but I don't think it'll mess up your understanding the words very much. The story is, just briefly, there was a movie made out of this, and I was in Australia and visiting and was going through someone's library and got out a book of poetry and ran into a poem I loved. I thought it was great. I started asking about it. It turns out it's kind of like the national poem of Australia, The Man from Snowy River. And it's a story of a thoroughbred horse that broke away and went with the wild horses. They call them Brumbies in Australia. And the owner organizes a group of the best riders he can find from all over that area to go look and see if they can get the horse back. And that's the story of The Man from Snowy River. So I hope you like it. It's a good story.
There was movement at the station, for the word had passed around that the colt from Old Regret had got away and had joined the wild bush horses. He was worth £1,000, so all the cracks had gathered to the fray. All the tried and noted riders from the stations near and far had mustered at the homestead overnight, for the bushmen love hard riding where the wild bush horses are, and the stock horse snuffs the battle with delight. There was Harrison, who made his pile when Pardon won the cup. The old man with his hair as white as snow, but few could ride beside him when his blood was fairly up. He would go wherever horse and man could go. And Clancy of the Overflow came down to lend a hand. No better horseman ever held the reins, for never horse could throw him while the saddle girths would stand. He learned to ride while droving on the plains. And one was there, a stripling, on a small and weedy beast. He was something like a racehorse, undersized, with a touch of Timor pony, three parts thoroughbred at least, and such as are by mountain horsemen prized. He was hard and tough and wiry, just the sort that won't say die. There was courage in his quick, impatient tread, and he bore the badge of gameness in his bright and fiery eye and the proud and lofty carriage of his head. But still, so slight and weedy, one would doubt his power to stay, and the old man said, "That horse will never do for a long and tiring gallop, lad. You'd better stop away. Those hills are far too rough for such as you." So he waited, sad and wistful. Only Clancy stood his friend. "I think we ought to let him come," he said. "I warrant he'll be with us when he's wanted in the end, for both his horse and he are mountain bred. He hails from Snowy River, up by Kosciuszko's side, where the hills are twice as steep and twice as rough, where a horse's hoofs strike firelight from the flintstones every stride. The man that holds his own is good enough." And the Snowy River riders on the mountains make their home, where the river runs those giant hills between. I've seen full many horsemen since I first commenced to roam, but nowhere yet such horsemen have I seen. So he went. They found the horses by the big mimosa clump. They raced away towards the mountain's brow, and the old man gave his orders. "Boys, go at them from the jump. No use to try for fancy riding now. And Clancy, you must wheel them. Try and wheel them to the right. Ride boldly, lad, and never fear the spills, for never yet was rider that could keep the mob in sight if once they gained the shelter of those hills." So Clancy rode to wheel them. He was racing on the wing where the best and boldest riders take their place, and he raced his stock horse past them, and he made the ranges ring with the stock whip as he met them face to face. Then they halted for a moment while he swung the dreaded lash, but they saw their well-loved mountain full in view, and they charged beneath the stock whip with a sharp and sudden dash, and off into the mountain scrub they flew. Then fast the horsemen followed, where the gorges deep and black resounded to the thunder of their tread, and the stock whips woke the echoes, and they fiercely answered back from cliffs and crags that beetled overhead. And upward, ever upward, the wild horses held their way where mountain ash and carajong grew wide, and the old man muttered fiercely, "We may bid the mob good day. No man can hold them down the other side." When they reached the mountain's summit, even Clancy took a pull. It well might make the boldest hold their breath. The wild hop scrub grew thickly, and the hidden ground was full of wombat holes, and any slip was death. But the man from Snowy River let the pony have his head, and he swung his stockwhip round and gave a cheer, and he raced him down the mountain like a torrent down its bed, while the others stood and watched in very fear. He sent the flintstones flying, but the pony kept his feet. He cleared the fallen timber in his stride, and the man from Snowy River never shifted in his seat. It was grand to see that mountain horseman ride through the stringy barks and saplings on the rough and broken ground. Down the hillside at a racing pace he went, and he never drew the bridle till he landed safe and sound at the bottom of that terrible descent. He was right among the horses as they climbed the farther hill, and the watchers on the mountain, standing mute, saw him ply the stockwhip fiercely. He was right among them still as he raced across the clearing in pursuit. Then they lost him for a moment, where two mountain gullies met in the ranges. But a final glimpse reveals on a dim and distant hillside the wild horses racing yet, with the man from Snowy River at their heels. And he ran them single-handed, till their sides were white with foam. He followed like a bloodhound on their track, till they halted, cowed and beaten. Then he turned their heads for home, and alone and unassisted brought them back. But his hardy mountain pony, he could scarcely raise a trot. He was blood from hip to shoulder from the spur, but his pluck was still undaunted, and his courage fiery hot, for never yet was mountain horse occur. And down by Kosciuszko, where the pine-clad ridges raise their torn and ragged battlements on high, where the air is clear as crystal, and the white stars fairly blaze at midnight in the cold and frosty sky, and where, around the overflow, the reed beds sweep and sway to the breezes, and the rolling plains are wide, the man from Snowy River is a household word today, and the stockmen tell the story of his ride.
That was today's Wombat. The Man from Snowy River, a poem by Banjo Patterson. Next up is a song that I have a number of versions of, and I like each of them. This is one of them, Ain't No Grave, and this version is by the Hayde Bluegrass Orchestra.
There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. I hear that trumpet sound. Band of angels, and they're coming after me. Oh, look down, yelling to Gabriel, put your feet on the land and sea. But Gabriel, don't you blow your trumpet until you hear from me. There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. There ain't no grave sound, gonna rise out of the ground.
What do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. So look down, Mom and Papa, meet me on the river road. And you know I'll be there when I'm checking in my load. Cause there ain't no train gonna hold my body down. There ain't no train gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound,
Johnny Cash. That was Ain't No Grave by the Haid Bluegrass Orchestra. And here comes another bluegrass group. This song is a well-known gospel song, I Saw the Light, and it's performed by the Backwoods Bluegrass.
Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more in darkness, no more in night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
You just heard I Saw the Light by the Backwoods Bluegrass. Next up is The Corrs with a medley of Irish flute and fiddle music. And my first fiddle teacher was Irish and taught me Irish music, so this is sort of my musical roots in some way. Irish fiddle and flute music. That was The Corrs with Irish flute and fiddle music. Warning, shift in genre coming up here. This is a Canadian singer, Fred Eaglesmith, singing Alcohol and Pills.
Hank Williams, he came up from Montgomery with heart full of broken country songs. But Nashville, Tennessee didn't really understand him, 'cause he did things differently than the way that they were done. But when he finally made it to the Grand Ole Opry, he made it stand still. He ended up on alcohol and pills. Elvis Presley, he came up from Jackson.
Smith with Alcohol and Pills. The next song is one I've played many versions of. This is Wayfaring Stranger, and this time the performers are Apollo's Fire.
Thank you.
That was Wayfaring Stranger by Apollo's Fire. And the last song on the show today is a round, I Need a Waiter, from the Rounds Galore album.
I need a waiter with some water. I need a waiter with some water for my daughter. I need a waiter with some water for my daughter so my daughter doesn't die of thirst. I need a waiter with some water. I need a waiter with some water for my daughter. I need a waiter with some water, with some water for my daughter, so my daughter doesn't die of thirst.
I need a waiter doesn't die
with some water. I need a waiter with some water for my daughter. I need a waiter with some water, with some water for my daughter, so my daughter doesn't die of thirst.
I need a waiter doesn't die
with some water. I need a waiter with some water for my daughter. I need a waiter with some water, with some water for my daughter, so my daughter doesn't die of thirst. So my daughter doesn't die of thirst. So my daughter doesn't die of thirst.
I Need a Waiter from Rounds Galore. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. And each week, I play some odd things called Wombats. Tonight, it was The Man from Snowy River. By the way, if you'd like to email me any comments or suggestions, my email is harry@baya.net. And now it's audience participation time. It's your chance to join me, so I'm going to invite you right now. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.